It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Last week, advisors for the Food and Drug Administration recommended that naloxone, often known by the brand name Narcan, become available over-the-counter. Narcan's a drug used to help in emergency cases of opioid overdose. The FDA advisors said that by making the drug more readily available, it could help save lives. You can join in with your thoughts on that idea at 800-642-1234. If you work in healthcare as a first responder, if you've encountered this maybe at your place of work or in your own family, what do you think of this idea, making Narcan over-the-counter? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. Chris Eberline is an emergency physician at Gunderson Health, medical director for Tri-State Ambulance, and medical advisor for Region 4 for the Wisconsin Healthcare Coalition. Dr. Eberline, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for spreading this important message today.
Dr. Eberline, before we get to this FDA Advisory Council recommendation, can you remind us what exactly naloxone or Narcan is and what it does?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is it used to be a prescription drug. A few years ago, they changed it to a behind-the-counter drug, and it reverses opiate overdoses centrally at the brain level and reverses the respiratory depression that you get from an opiate overdose, therefore allowing the patient to start breathing again.
What do you think of this idea, this recommendation to say not behind-the-counter anymore, over-the-counter, like drugs available in our local drugstore?
I think anything we can do to get Narcan more available is the right thing. And this is definitely a big improvement in that for multiple reasons. One, as you mentioned, right now, it's stuck behind the counter. That's just another barrier for people having to go up and ask for it. Then it's also only available at pharmacies. This way, it would be available anywhere. Any business could sell this over the counter.
Now, one question for over-the-counter availability. We know that the drug is effective when it comes to overdoses. Can everyday people use it handily? Now, there are injectable formats. As I understand it, Dr. Eberline, the one we're talking about over-the-counter would be the nasal version. This is something that, everyday folks might be able to use without a lot of training?
Yeah, it's actually very, very simple. This is something that has been being distributed, and we've had lots of people in our community that have been saved by Narcan. In particular, the nasal formulation, as you mentioned, there is auto-injectors similar to EpiPens, where it's an actual needle into the skin. This is primarily, they're talking about the nasal, which is kind of like if anyone's ever used the Afrin or any nasal-type spray. It's a spray up into the nose, and it's rapidly absorbed as fast as if you were to inject it. It works remarkably well. It works quickly. Very little training involved, and it's nice that there's not another needle on scene and things like that. There's a few nuances to the training. It doesn't work well if someone has a lot of congestion in their nose. You kind of take a look in their nose before you give it to make sure they're not, there's not a bunch of blood or emesis in their nostril. But that's really the only type of contraindication to it. I always recommend people are also prepared to give rescue breathing. So I hope when they roll this out that they do something like provide some rescue barrier masks, so that way people would be more willing to give a couple rescue breaths to help reset that clock of hypoxia so EMS can get there and take over. And I also hope they continue to encourage people to call 911 if they administer Narcan. That's really an important step to get the EMS system rolling when this is given.
And one very practical piece of advice, if people find themselves in a position where they're going to give somebody this Narcan, this nasal version, one thing that people get wrong, I gather, is they might sort of spray it in the air in the vicinity of someone's face. It's got to be right up in the nose, like you said, like if you're using an over-the-counter nasal spray of any sort.
Absolutely. It's got to be right up in the nair, and you administer it then. And the formulations that I've seen like this, it's not something where you test it in the air first. Once you hit the plunger, that entire dose is going to be gone. So you really have to make sure you're ready to give it, and it's up in the nair when you give it.
Talking to Dr. Chris Eberlein, emergency physician at Gunderson Health, talking about naloxone or Narcan, an FDA advisory council saying, hey, let's make this thing over the counter to help prevent overdose deaths. Dr. Eberlein, I want to talk to you about a couple contexts where you work with Narcan. One, at Gunderson, I understand you have a Narcan program that works behind the counter way. What have you learned from that? How is it going when it comes to making this available to people who might need it?
So, you know, as mentioned, you know, there is that barrier. Someone actually has to go to a pharmacy and ask for it. The other barrier is cost. And this is something that I think part of the thought of this is if they make it over the counter, perhaps there'll be a little more competition and the prices will come down. Because right now, cost is a barrier. And I think we need to be upfront about that. You know, you're talking for a two-pack right now. It's running about $120 last I looked, short Google search before I came on. So, you know, that's a very high bar to jump over it on getting this medication. So I would like to see it in the under $10 range fairly quickly if this is going to be successful on getting this drug to a much broader population. Because right now, the price really is prohibitive.
And as I mentioned, you work with an ambulance outfit with first responders. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a very common fact of life for first responders in ambulances, fire departments, police departments, and more.
Yeah, we've really seen the overdose responses dramatically increase. You know, and all the way through this opiate epidemic, it's been high. But in the last several months, we've really seen a substantial, in our local area, substantial increase in overdose calls. And, you know, and we are, unfortunately, we have seen more overdoses in the beginning of this year. It's about equal to what we saw over half of last year. So we're already at 15 unconfirmed overdose deaths in our community. We only had roughly 40 all of last year. So we're on course to look at 3 to 4 times that level at this point, which is really tragic. We were hoping that we'd start to turn the ship a little bit here, but that just also highlights the need to start looking at other ways to get Narcan out in the communities.
So Narcan, great to have out there in the event of these overdoses, often related to fentanyl or fentanyl derivatives or fake fentanyls. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this can't be the only part of the solution, and I know you think about this a lot. What kind of things are you hoping we can do to prevent these overdoses in the first place?
Well, and I think getting back to the over-the-counter, and people have mentioned this in other articles and stuff, and the thought is this would also help reduce the stigma of opiate use disorder. So people are, you know, it's there, it's more available. So people are less likely to have that stigma when they to approach help. So that's one. We have to really keep this in the conversation. And then primary prevention, you know, working at getting people to not start, you know, whether that be education in schools, working with kids, working on reducing trauma in early life that we know increase your risk of mental health illnesses and addiction. So these are important building blocks on working towards this goal.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that obviously we have to keep working on things like addiction treatment, mental health treatment in general, residential treatment. You know, one size doesn't fit all for the treatment in this, and so tailoring the right treatment to the right patient is a challenge, but we have to keep working towards that goal.
Now, the exact nature of the drugs on the illegal market is a moving target, and I understand you have your eye on a combination of a fentanyl-type drug and a sedative-type drug that's raising new concerns. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, one of the things that we noticed over the course, and one of the advantages that we've noticed in our community, we have a lot of cross-communication between EMS, law enforcement, some of our street medicine teams that go out and work with the homeless and unsheltered population. And so we meet frequently and talk about issues in our city. And EMS, we started to notice we were using higher and higher doses of Narcan or naloxone for treatment of these overdoses. And then as time has gone on, we started to think, well, either this is a really potent dose of fentanyl in our area or some other opiate substrate, or there's something else mixed in, because we know that when you have a sedative mixed with an opiate, it dramatically increases your risk of overdosing. And there has been some talk from law enforcement and some of the people affected by opiate use disorder that there are other drugs mixed in. And one, the street name for it is Trank. The medical term is xylazine. And it is actually an animal sedative that is commonly mixed in with opioids. And we don't have any confirmation that it is in our community, but there has been other evidence that it's here. And so that would also increase the risk and maybe responsible for some of these higher numbers we're seeing. The unfortunate part of that is naloxone won't affect that drug. It only works on the opiate, so it does not reverse that drug. So you're only partially reversing the overdose if that's in play. Also, if you have very high concentrations of things like fentanyl or some of these other stronger synthetic opioid derivatives, the naloxone won't be as effective. You need higher and higher doses, which is why I really emphasize also using basic BLS, I call it, but you know, respiratory rescue breathing, getting that patient those breaths, kind of resetting that hypoxic clock, so we have time to treat the patient.
Dr. Eberline, briefly as we wrap up, are you hopeful that that Narcan will be available over the counter in the near-ish future?
I am. It would open up some other options as far as distribution, like vending machines and things like that, that you could place in high-risk areas. And like I said, hopefully the cost isn't prohibitive to people.
Dr. Eberline, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Absolutely. Anytime. Have a great day.
You too. That's Dr. Chris Eberline, emergency physician at Gunderson Health. He joined us to talk about the overdose medication naloxone or Narcan and calls to make it available over the counter.